the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
During the last decade, the sustainability movement has changed from conservation efforts and recycling programs to initiating daily individual and organizational changes that will create a more sustainable future in terms of environmental conservation, economic prosperity, and a just society for present and future generations. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Jordan Shonda, Sustainability Coordinator at Missouri State University, has seen many improvements in the way sustainability is incorporated at every level of the university during her 2 years on campus. One she is most proud of is the Sustainability Minor, an interdisciplinary minor that involves curriculum from 19 programs and 12 departments. Shonda shares how the university has tried innovative techniques to increase efficiency.
And we actually received a governor's award for these efforts in 2014. And this involves more efficiently scheduling our academic and our event spaces. So this allows us to change the set temperature of those areas to improve the efficiency. And so that's made a drastic impact in our energy usage over the last few years. We also, every year, implement new projects on campus to retrofit existing lighting fixtures with LED lighting fixtures, and those save a significant amount of energy. And one of the cool things about our campus is that we have a student sustainability fund, which is pretty unique. That is a $2 fee that students pay that is then matched by the president, so it results in almost $150,000 a year for students to spend on projects that advance our campus sustainability. That with energy efficiency projects, the big barrier a lot of times is funding. So this fund allows students to pick and choose what projects they think would be important for our campus. And so a lot of those LED projects and occupancy sensor projects that have made a big improvement in our energy usage have come from that student sustainability fund.
Dining Services has been a leader in sustainable practices for several years in Missouri State. From composting to going trayless and meatless some days, they find ways to show their commitment to this area of the university. Shonda explains.
They recently have implemented, in collaboration with the Student Sustainability Fund and the Department of Agriculture, a ZipGrow Towers program. So they are installing an entire room full of ZipGrow Towers, which are hydroponic growing towers to grow lettuce and herbs. And this is tens of thousands of dollars of produce that we're going to be able to grow right here on our campus rather than having to ship that in. And so obviously there's some cost savings there. The educational component is a really important piece because this is an innovative technology. And so this program is giving us the ability as a university to train students in this technology so that they can go out into the workforce and have this knowledge and these skills. But also it enables us to provide our students with fresh, nutritious produce that was grown down the hall from where they're eating.
Becoming more sustainable in your home as a family can be quite simple, she added.
Energy, obviously, is a big one. And not only is that a big impact on the environment, but it's also going to save you money. So that's a good place to start. So when you're talking about saving energy, obviously the big one that everyone talks about is turning off lights when you're not in a room. And I know that that's probably overused, but it really does make a big impact. In a lot of our spaces on campus, installing occupancy sensors so that lights automatically go off when people leave can save 40% of the lighting energy bill. And so that does make a big impact on your energy bill and on your impact on the environment. Adjusting your thermostat to a little bit colder in the winter and a little bit warmer in the summer, wearing layers while you're inside, which not everyone likes to do, but I keep it freezing in my house because I like to see those really low energy bills, and turning it almost into like a fun challenge for yourself to see how low you can get your bill during the winter. That's a fun one.
Sustainability is so much more than the sciences and the environment. It's a set of three pillars: social, environmental, and economic, noted Shonda. This includes making socially responsible choices, like buying local foods and supporting fair trade or direct trade efforts. She has a few more quick tips for us.
If you can buy in bulk or buy vegetables that are not in a plastic container, that are just, you know, as nature intended them to be. It's just a tomato or a cucumber, not wrapped in anything. That can make a big difference.
That was Jordan Shonda, Sustainability Coordinator for Missouri State. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.